The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is the Friday, April 29th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. We'll get you in and out in a few minutes with one NBA playoff game tonight, and we'll look ahead to the weekend as well. Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Doug Kazarian, flying solo on this Friday. The aftermath of the NFL draft, a lot of excitement. Obviously, we went into the draft thinking it was just wildly unpredictable, and it kind of panned out that way. So a lot of exciting times. Obviously, Walker goes one from Georgia. What a volatile sort of market that was, tracking that from Hutchinson back in the day. But a lot of exciting times last night with trades and all that good stuff. In terms of the NBA, we talked about on the show the road team in game six, the road favorite, I should say, probably, continues to cover. So all three took care of business. So we are at 20-3 straight up in ATS since 2010, 14-0 in the last 14 such situations and closeout games. And obviously we have one tonight with the Grizzlies minus one. I'm going to lay it. There's some 1.5s also. I just think it's too tough. And I posted it on ESPN.com's shock section. When Minnesota had the 26-point lead and then blew it, that lost the series. Because in theory, that was one of their four wins in seven games. So that means they have to win five times in seven games. I just don't think they're that much better than the Grizz. So I think Memphis stole a game in that regard. And then I think they close out the series tonight. Obviously, there's moves and counter moves, and I do agree with what the Grizzlies have done, removing Steven Adams from tons of playing time. And I just think the edge there, if they start Tillman, we'll see what they do. I just think the edge is with the Grizzlies. So I'm going to lay it. Again, all three took care of business. It's like the dangled carrot or light at the end of the tunnel, whatever phrase you cliche you want to use. But I do think the Grizzlies closed out, but Minnesota is legit. And obviously Anthony Edwards is a budding star. And if they force a game seven, I would not be shocked in any way whatsoever. So there's that. And then we have a fight weekend as well with the Apex. I don't have any plays there. I've talked to my guys. Baseball, I didn't really break down the card. And then in terms of the Celtics and Bucks series, look, I think the price is right with no Middleton. Celtics have home court. They're minus $2. There's 185s in the series price. I'm not going to lay it. We talked about it on the show. Tatum was 16-1 at the beginning of the playoffs. In terms of finals MVP, obviously, I think that was like way out of whack. And they adjusted. He's plus 450, I believe, at last check. I think Milwaukee's grossly underappreciated, underrated right now, but I just also cannot take it against Boston because I think the Celtics probably get game one. But I'm also not going to lay the series price. So see how it pans out. Maybe there's an opportunity there. We have an earlier show today because of the draft coverage and all that. So we're at 4:30 Eastern. Hope you join us there. We have we'll look ahead the entire weekend. And, a lot of good stuff. And we'll obviously recap the draft. Such a fun betting weekend. And obviously three game sixes last night of the series all closed out. So we'll have plenty of content there. And obviously there's always good content on ESPN.com's chalk section. So please check that out as well.